All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Get you a weather update here, brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. 86 degrees right now in Miami, mostly cloudy. We'll clear up in about an hour or so, half hour or so.
You got a little shower down here. Or up here.
It showered on the way down here when I was driving down here. Yeah. A little bit, a little sprinkle. And wind gusts up to 13 miles per hour. So, you know the deal. Everybody knows the deal down here weather-wise. Fish lose last night. They lose 5-2 to the Astros. Nine straight losses for Miami. You got my buttons up, Vlad. I'm going to play. This is the swing moment yesterday. Yordan Alvarez going deep against Sandy.
1-1, Peña on the go. Alvarez smacks the ball out to left center field. That is back. That is gone.
Sounds like Mike Biamani.
He is unbelievable. Yordan Alvarez on a 1-1 pitch peels a go-ahead two-run home run out to left center field over the high wall in left center atop the Marlin bullpen. And his major league leading 34th home run this year gives Houston a 4-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth.
And the words of Craig Mish, yikes. He always tweets that out when things are going bad.
Yeah.
Here's Clayton McCullough after the game. This is what the manager had to say on where things are with his fish.
I know that it wasn't the end Sandy wanted, but it felt like he gave you everything he had tonight.
Yeah, I feel. I mean, he was fantastic. And, I thought he really was in control most of the night. He had a very efficient, pitch count and, really moved things along well, after the first couple of innings. And, hate how things, went down there. But, I thought he threw the ball fantastic.
Like there was no answer for Alvarez either the last couple of days.
Yeah, good hitter. I mean, he is. And he kind of, he covers a lot of different, pitches. He covers, both sides of the plate. And he's having a, an all-star worthy season, MVP type season. And he did. He put some really good swings on balls and, he got us.
Were there any encouraging signs offensively, though, tonight?
I thought we had a lot of really good at-bats. I mean, I thought there were, we created some opportunities, thought we hit some balls hard, and, so that's really – I think we just kind of keep plugging along with that. I think the at-bat quality as a whole was good tonight. Again, I thought we squared some balls up. Griff drove a ball, well to the big part of the field. Burt continues to swing the bat well. So, I think for me tonight offensively, we felt like this was one of those games you're just kind of in it, the whole way, and we couldn't get one to, squeak through there in the middle to take over, but how it goes.
What did you like about Sandy tonight?
I think, again, how he just continues to, he's getting a ton of ground balls now. He's, ability to, use all of his stuff, use both sides of the plate. Most part, he has count leverage, it feels like, most every at-bat. So I think he's just on the attack leverage. And he's using his entire arsenal, and the stuff's been great. So, kind of what he's been doing now for a month plus, which is going to deep into games and giving us every chance to win.
All right, there you go. That was Clayton McCullough yesterday after the loss. Marlins dropped to 52-51. They're 8 back now in the NL East. In the wild card, they are now a game and a half out of the final wild card spot. So, yeah, just a complete – and they have two teams on top of them. Rough. They got.
Can we tell Ethan Smith and Spolnick to go to hell?
What do you say?
Bro, cover up your chesticles. Be a damn professional. I can't, moron.
I thought you were just trying to be sexy.
Oh, yeah. Come get some, buddy. I'm not just a little wrapped up. No. And he's not feeling that right now. He was a yeller.
So, the Marlins got San Diego coming in this week. They're 50-52. They're kind of mulling around, trading some of their top guys.
Oh, they got to feel worse because they spent a boatload of money.
They do spend a lot of money, but, I don't know.
All money ain't good money.
I don't know who feels worse than a team that's lost 9 in a row.
That's true. I don't care what level of expectations you have or what level of team you are at that level. Nine in a row sucks. It's the same thing in football. You lose 3, 4, 5 games in a row. I mean, it's terrible. I don't care what people think. Like, when you get into that arena, you think you can win. I don't care how bad your team is. And I don't know why people just think that athletes go in there and say, oh, we're not very good. We're going to get our asses kicked. It really doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I guess the question is now going to be, like, do the Marlins go into this thing because it's so fragile? Like, we were talking about the idea that they were going to add to this team and maybe add to the roster. Now do they go, you know, and go the opposite direction?
Go, like, the opposite way.
You know, is this going to be one of those things where they do take offers for Sandy? Because the owner's been very out front. We're not trading Sandy Alcantara, but this is the last guarantee here.
They always say that. I think part of the problem is that I think – before you make a major decision like that, right, like, take a step back, right? Don't, like, as an organization, you can't be on the same level with fans. You got to see big picture. You got to see a little further down the line instead of, uh-oh, let's just tank. Because 2 weeks ago, we were talking about adding guys to get him over the hump.
Yeah, but nine.
So nine, how in two weeks later?
Nine straight losses, dude. Like, that's how it goes. Yeah, yeah, like, you. That's like that, Leroy. That's a disastrous losing streak. That's not.
It is.
It's not it's not losing three straight series and you're 3-6. You lost every game.
No, I understand all of that, but you're gonna choose 9 games out of 162 to say, we ain't that, let's go.
The race is the race, but the race is the race. Like, it would be like saying then, okay, 1 month turned around the season. Is that us, you know, what's more representative of the team? It's not.
Right.
You know, like, it's one of these things where you are where you are. Like, you're on the doorstep, and then you just completely wet the bed in that situation. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're not going to trade him next week. But, like, let's say the Marlins don't, first of all, I mean, you have to win this series coming up here against San Diego. Have to, because you got Philly coming in on Monday, and we already. I mean, they've pile-drived you like the Undertaker, dude. Like, it's been rough what Philly's done to the Marlins this year.
Right.
So you're talking about a situation where you're going to get absolutely buried, potentially, if you don't take 2 out of 3 coming up here. And yeah, this is as dire a situation as it is. Like, I know people want to say, "Hey, it's a big season. It's a long season." Yeah, the season can get short pretty quick. It can get short pretty quick because this is it's a very competitive National League. The only thing that's kind of a shining light, and Mish pointed this out yesterday, they have kind of sucked on the road this year, and they've been really good at home. So hopefully getting back in the friendly confines of Lone Depot will get them turned around a little bit. But
so can I ask you this? This is what I'm curious about. So say they go and sweep, you know, San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and then they win 2 out of 3 against Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to change after 6 games?
Am I going to change?
Yeah. Am I saying, I mean, like, is your mindset?
You mean, am I going to be more positive after going 5-1 at home? Yes, I probably. But, like, you're talking about a big ask of, like, hey, all of a sudden, are you going to go from the worst team in baseball to the best?
I understand that, but when they went on this run in June, nobody saw it coming.
But that was over.
But that's what I'm saying about baseball in this team. Like,
well, how many losses does it have to be for you to claim it a disaster? Does it have to be 12?
Four
straight sweeps? What's the answer for you?
I would say when they're no longer in touch of the wild card, then I would say it's over.
Yeah, and I'm not even saying it's over, but what I'm telling you is you can't, like, people can't sit here and be like, that is a disaster. Like, you can't be in striking distance of a division, and then all of a sudden, 3 series later, you're on the outskirts of your 3 teams back now of the final wild card spot. That's a heinous drop. It doesn't mean that you're out of it and the season's over, but if you don't, like, you're going, I mean, you're very greedy. You're going 5-1. I would take 3-3 right now at this point over the next 2 series.
I'm just saying the way this season has gone, like, when they went on that run in June, right? Like, everything just, like, it's in them. It's in them to turn it around. Whether it'll happen or not, maybe that was it. You know, maybe that was their one, you know, run that baseball teams have, regardless of how good or bad you are during the course of a year. It was epic. Okay. But what I'm saying is that to go from that to a two or three bad weeks, terrible. I'm not, they were terrible. Right. To just be totally, you know, like, well, what are they going to start doing? What are they going to, who are they going to get rid of? Who's it? I'm like, are we really, really ready to make moves like that after 3 weeks?
Three series? No, but but that's why I'm telling you, like, the next two series, yeah, it's pretty urgent, especially with who you're taking on. Like, because I don't know what you're, like, again, I'm going back to what's your magic. Because, so, like, let's say they lose these next two series. I'm not even saying, like, let's say they snap the losing streak and they go 2-4. Yeah, man, like, that's a pretty rough fall.
Once you get, and here's where I start to wonder if moves are going to be made. Once you get out of reach of the wild card, right? And the only thing that's going to get you back in it is another June, which is not going to happen. That's why it was a record, right? Then I would consider it. I would consider, okay, what can we do here? But, like, I know 9 games is a lot. I'm not even disputing that. And I know they've looked, and I've been as frustrated as everybody. But as an organization, you can't be the one to react to the ebbs and flows of your team during the course of a season like a fan would. And so I wonder if they're, I doubt if they're even considering any of that stuff at this point.
Yeah, I probably think right now they're not, but I'm saying that they're knocking on the door of it. Like, this is, that's how big these next two series are. And then they go on the road for Mets and Braves. So,
yeah, it gets pretty tough.
Your next 10 days is going to determine your season, is what I'm saying. They're either going to pull themselves out of this thing, or this is going to get really dicey, especially with two of the opponents that have absolutely head kicked them all season.
Right.
And don't you lose a series to the Mets. I mean, I swear to God, I hate that team.
I mean, so does half of their players, but
not the ones who are getting checks.
Huh?
Not the ones whose checks are clearing. We'll take a break.
Didn't they just sign somebody to $700 million?
Yeah, Soto.
Soto, and he's miserable.
He doesn't look miserable in that Celsius commercial they play all the time. He's on the beach hitting home runs. He goes, playa vibe.
Did we finally find him?
Yeah, that's where he was.
Did we finally find him on the bus?
Take a break. We're back after this.